Okay, today's daf is Erevin daf Lamed Ches, Erevin 38. As we continue, we are on Lamed Zayin Amid Beis in the Sugya, towards the end of the Sugya of Brera, about 10 lines up from the bottom, Rava Amar. We have been discussing different opinions in the Tanayim. That's all the different discussions of Brera in the Sugyas, how they make all the distinctions are four different shitas in the Tanaim. The Gemara will say, oh, there's a Stira in this shita, Stira in Rabbi Meir, Stira in Rabbi Yehuda, and that's where we have all the distinctions within the Gemara and within the Rishonim, as we saw yesterday, the various chilukim that are made. So we're in the Gemara that is discussing the shita of Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara said, isn't there a Stira within Rabbi Shimon shita about what he holds about Brera? So the first answer we made was maybe there's a chilek between Da'oraisa and Da'rabanan. By in Yanim of Da'oraisa, Reb Shimon holds Ein Brera. But by Dinim Da'rabanan, he holds of Yesh Brera. That was the first distinction. And we mentioned yesterday that Rove Achronim understand that distinction as Da'oraisa Da'rabanan, period. But the Marshal, I didn't mention it by name yesterday, the Marshal says that maybe that Daraisa Darabanan doesn't mean period Daraisa Darabanan, but maybe it means Lachumra and Lakula. By Daraisas, we usually have to hold of Ein Brera because that generally represents a Chumra. And by Darabanans, we have to hold Yesh Brera because that generally represents a Kula. But says the Maharshal, again, the Maharshal is a long discussion of Brera, 12 or 13 prakim worth in Maseches Baba Kama. The Maharshal says, if you would have a case where saying Yesh Brera by Daraisa would be a Chumra, or saying Ein Brera by Darabanan would be a Kula, you'd say that too, because the issue isn't Daraisa Darabanan, the real issue is Lachumra and Lakula. That's what the Gemara really means. So, depending on the case, you'd have to plug in what one holds, but you'd always go Lachumra, says the Maharshal. So that was the first suggestion we had to answer the Stira in the Shita of Reb Shimon. And the Gemara said, no, well, Reb Yosef didn't hold that there's any distinctions between Daraisas and Darabanans. So, we're going to have to come up with a different distinction, a different answer for Rabbi Shimon's case. Again, what was the case that Rabbi Shimon had a stira in? Going back to the original case of Alokech Yayin Mibein Akusim, the case where I want to drink the wine because it's Shabbos, or because I don't have a kli to pour it into, Rabbi Shimon was one of the ones that asked there. Rabbi Shimon says, you cannot eat, you cannot drink the wine until you take off Meisr later. Trumas and Meisrus. So the Gemara says, Rava Amar, but 10 lines up from the bottom, Shani Hasam, really at root, Rabbi Shimon holds Yesh Brera. Yesh Brera. So why there does he hold of Ein Brera? Why there does he say that you're not allowed to drink the wine until you actually do the Hafrasha? Shani Hasam, Debeinon Rashis, Shashiyareha Nikarin. There is different because there I need Rashis. The Truma is called Rashis, as are the other items of Truma. They're all connected. Bikurim and Chala and Truma, all of them are connected. But specifically, Truma here is called Rashis. And Rashis means the first part. If it's all together and you don't see what's the Truma and what's not Truma, then that's not called Rashis. You can't call and label something as the first part unless it is designated and clearly recognizable from the outside. If it's somewhere here, but I don't recognize it, that's not called Rashis. That's a violation of the din of Shiareha Nikarin. You have to have the remainder, the misukan part of the mixture. After I take off the truma, it has to be Nikar, and because it's not here, it's still the barrel of wine, that's why it's a problem. So it's a special din in truma. Really, Yesh Brera, special din in truma, then it's not going to work. Amalei Abaye, is that really true? It always needs to be recognizable what was truma and what was taken off. Amalei Abaye Elamayata Hayu Lefanef Shnei Rimonim Shel Tevel. If I have in front of me two pomegranates, va'amar of Tevel, va'amar im yer dukeshamim hayom yezet truma alzeh. If it rains today, then the right one will be truma and the left one will be misukan. V'im lo yer dukeshamim hayom. If it doesn't rain today, the opposite yezet truma alzeh. Hachanami. So in that case, we're saying that should that work? Hachanami. Bein yerdu bein lo yerdu emid varav klum. Either way, it shouldn't work. Why? Because it's not recognizable what's the truma and what is the misukan produce. You're telling me that it always has to be shiareha nikarin. You always have to have the truma designated and clearly marked from what is misukan. But in this case of the Rimonim, right, you say you make this Tanai. Well, it is Breira. We mentioned it fits into both definitions that we mentioned yesterday. According to Rashi, it's out of my control. According to the Ramban, it is two sides. It's not just one side. If yes, then, and if not, nothing happens. It's two sides. So it's a case of Breira. So it says the Gemara, but if you say that you have the din of Shiareh HaNikarin, then either way it shouldn't work. The Chitei Mahachanami, and if you want to say you're right, it does not work. It would not work in this case, but Vatran, that's not true, because we learned the Mishnah in Meseches Trumos. The Mishnah says, Trumas HaKri HaZeh U'Mais Rosav Bisocho, the Truma and the Meiser of this Kri, of this pile of grain, are in it. They're all in it. And V'Trumas Meiser Zeh Bisocho, Rabbi Shimon Omar Karashem. So you see Rabbi Shimon agrees that it works. So why over there don't you need Shiara any Karin? So if you're telling me the problem with the Lokech Yain Mibein HaKusim and drinking the Truma is because you don't have Shiara any Karin, but you see, the old Shiara any Karin here is good enough and you don't need Shiara any Karin. So the answer is two answers. First answer, a little answer on this Gemara. Shiny Hasam Deika Svivav. No, that mish is different. Because what did you say? You at least said that Truma and Meiser is Bisocho. Bisocho means inside. So you at least know that the outer layer of the Kri is not Truma. So that's enough to be Shiara Nikarin. Because you said Bisocho. So anything that you see is not Bisocho. Is not inside of it. So that's why this is good enough. Shiara Nikarin. Answer number one. So that is all trying to answer up for Rabbi Shimon. So that was the second answer we had for Rabbi Shimon. Again, number one, we had yesterday, the chiluk of Darais and Darabanan. Number two, really, he holds Yesh Breira, but he says Ain Breira in that case because of a lumdish reason, because the Truma, the Meiser, has to be recognizably different than the what it was coming to be Misakein. Number two. Number three is also making the distinction in the same direction, but not on a lumdish level, but on a practical level. On a practical level. Fourth to last line, V'iba yaseima k'diktani taima. Maybe this is the reason we referred to this outside yesterday. Amru lo l'Rebbe Meir, i'ata mode. Don't you admit, they say to Rebbe Meir who says that it is good, and you're allowed to drink the wine right away. Don't you admit, Shema, Yeta Moda Shemi Ibaka Hanod, Venimsa Zesh Shosa Tvalam Lamafreya? What happens if the barrel breaks? You drink some of the wine, and then some of the kids are playing, they knock down the barrel, the whole barrel breaks, and the wine spills out. So then you will never have the opportunity to take off Trumas and Maestris, and then the whole thing will be Tevel. So, aren't you worried about that? Parenthetically, what's the language of the Gemara? Venimsa Zesh Shosa Tvalam Lamafreya. Remember we had the discussion yesterday? According to the Manda Amar, Ein Breira. If you say Ein Breira, does that mean nothing happens? Or something happened, you just can't figure out what's what. So we mentioned Rashi in Maseches Chulin, where Rashi says something happened, even according to the Manda Amar, Ein Breira, but you just can't distinguish. So should the Gemara use this Lashon? Shosa Tvalim Lamafreya? Rashi said Shosa Truma Lamafreya. Because you just don't know, you didn't take it off eventually, so this line might be a smach, might be a remez, a hint, to those opinions that say nothing happened, because they use the Lashon of Shoset Tvalim L'mafreya. Either way, so they say to Rabbi Meir, aren't you worried? Things break in life, right? Aren't you worried about that? Let it break, meaning I'm not worried about it. You're right, if it breaks, it's going to be a problem. But who says I have to worry about it? Rashi says, he'll put a shomer by the barrel. Right, you take care that things don't break. So this is the discussion, the machlokas, whether you have to be worried or not. Right, whether you're worried about certain future events is a discussion in various places. Right, what are you ever worried about? Shema Yamus. Right, somebody sends a get to their wife from far away. So we give it to the wife, assuming that he's still alive. People are all going to die eventually. Right, so the answer is, Shema Yamus, lo chai shinan. Sometimes we'll say Shema Meis Chayshinan. The Gemara is Machali between the two. But this is another Machlokas about worried about future events. Do we assume that things are going to break? Do we have to be cautious about it? That's the Machlokas. But again, at root, he might hold Yesh Breira. But here there's a worry that something is going to happen. Finishing up, Ulamai de Salak Adaitin Meikara to Be'ina Sheracious Sheshireni Karin. According to answer number two, we had three. According to answer number two, my Ka'amrilei, this last conversation about the barrel breaking took place. So it sounds like the issue is number three. The issue of contention between them is whether you're worried about the barrel breaking. What about approach number two? That the machlokas is about shi'areha nikarin. So how does this conversation fit in? About the barrel breaking. It should be about shi'areha nikarin. So hachi ka'amri lei. So this is really how we should understand the conversation. They said to Rabbi Meir, Lidi don bi'inan reishis shi'areha nikarin. According to us, it's for sure no good because forget Brera. Forget Brera. Maybe Brera is also an issue, but we don't have to come on to that. But here you are because you don't have shi'areha nikarin. Lidi dach, iatamode shem yibaka hanod, v'nimsa shos etalom afreya. But at least you should admit, forget the lumbus, Rabbi Meir. Shouldn't you at least admit on a practical level that it might break? And Rabbi Meir says, no. Amalayla kashi yibaka. So you have to add in that discussion, add in those few lines in the Gemara. In the beginning of Yaradeya, in Siman Aleph in Yaradeya, we've mentioned before that there is an important machlokas achronim discussing the issue of hafrashas trumas and maestras. Right, the Shulchan Aruch discusses whether an elaim, whether somebody who cannot make the bracha on shchita is able to shecht. The Shulchan Aruch says, hashomeya veino medaber. What's the problem? What if he's perfectly sane, perfectly wise? He just can't talk. He's a mute. What's the problem with him doing shchita? Right, so said the problem is the bracha. Problem is, lechadchila, would we allow somebody to do a maisa mitzvah if we know they can't make a bracha? That's the Shulchan Aruch. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Hashomeh veinu medaber, im hu mumche shochet afilu lechadchila. If he's a mumche, he's a lot of shecht. Can't make the bracha? Okay. Three more words in the Shulchan Aruch. Im acher mevarech. Somebody else can make the bracha. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Major machlokas right here on the page. Is that other person shechting his own animal? Along with this person, this mute who's shechting? Or no? The mute can shecht, and the acher can make the bracha on the mute's animal. So that is a machlokas. That's a discussion in the Shach and the Taz. That's the Shach says, Yesho dehacha mairi sho'oso acher eno mumcha rak sheyodeh levarich. Inami sho'oso acher bevarich beholichlo. O sha'amat sham velo rosh ha'shachar rak yishmiya bracha. So there's a discussion in acher. Oh, I'm sorry, it's the next Shach. I'm sorry, Lamed Beis. V'davka sheha acher shochet. Gamkein, halav hachi einu yachol levarich. Hagos ashri. That's the first day of the Shach. V'heim mivio beis Yosef, v'chein mashma b'shchitas Rabbeinu Yeruchim, v'shar achronim. V'chein mashma aloshonim acher mevarich, v'lo ka'amar v'acher mevarich. Mashma sheha acher mevarich v'lav hachi. V'ayin l'kaman, simen yutes. That's a big discussion, whether the acher is involved or not. But on this Shulchan Aruch, the Taz has an important discussion where he says, what type of bracha is the bracha of Shechita? What type of bracha is the bracha of Shechita? So the Taz discusses comparing this Shechita to other mitzvos. Let me just find the line. Says the Taz, Ela de b'shechita niretaymo d'acher mevarech shapir. Acher can make the bracha even if the Taz of the opinion, even if nobody else is. If he's not shechting his own animal. The Shach seems to hold that Acher Mevarech is only if the other person is shechting his own animal, he can make the bracha. But the Taz says no. Even if the other person is not, Shaber Mevarech. Why? What type of bracha is Bircha Shechita? The Bircha Shechita eina ba'a al ha-shechita atzma, the ha-ein chiv l'shechita meina rota lechol. What if I don't want to eat meat? Shechita is a chiv? No. I don't have to eat meat. If I want to eat meat, I have to shecht. Ela ikar ha-kavana lasi shevach la-makom barachu. It's a bircha shevach v'hoda. The bircha hashchita, according to the Taz, what's the bracha? Asher k'nishana b'vitzosav v'tzivano al hashchita. It sounds like a bircha mitzvah. Says the Taz, that's a fake out, right? It's not. It's a bircha shevach v'hoda. She'asar lanu achilas basar b'lo shchita. U'bazev vadek kol yisrael shayach b'osar bracha. She'al kulam yish iser. Elo she'in makom l'borach shevach zeh elo b'sha shchita shum behema. It's a shevach v'hoda. Chazal were only misaki nipisha shchita. But don't think it's a bircha mitzvah, even though it looks like a bircha mitzvah. So this is a great example of a posek, of an achron, who knows what he's saying is somewhat dachuk based on the language. The bracha sounds like a bircha mitzvah. And yet the Taz is so convinced of his opinion, he will say it is a berchas shevach v'hoda anyway. Because after all, right, you don't have to shecht. And then he quotes, this is what's important for us, Dugma l'davar, Dugma l'davar. Ask you the next line. Shezachar beis Yosef reish samachay. The bracha of lach nisa bebrisa shel Avraham Avinu. That also is said in the context of a mitzvah, but it is a shelach v'hoda. And then he quotes the same thing with Birchas Erison. Birchas Erison. How could the Masada Kedushin make the bracha? So you might say it's a Birchas Amitzvah. He's saying it on his behalf. He says, no! It's Shevach Vahodah. The Sivan, Alara, Yavaslan, Arusos. There, it sounds like it's Shevach Vahodah. So all those, there's no problem with somebody else saying it, because it's Shemach. Even though he's not doing the mitzvah. Aval. But then he adds what's important for us now. Ba frashas, he doesn't have to say this, but he brings it in as a contrast. Ba frashas truma have ikar habracha al mitzvahs hafrasha. Lo al isra achilas tefel. The bracha na frashas truma, that's not a birchas shalach bahuda. That's a birch bracha on the hafrasha. It's a birchas hamitzvah. Not on the isra of tevel. Thank you for giving us kosher products. Shaharei, and here's the key line. Mitzvahs hafrasha chiyav alav afilu emeina rotza lechol menatfuah adayin. Wow. Even if I have no plans to eat from the field, there's still a mitzvah to do afrasha. Im kein, havi mitzvah zos kishar mitzvahs. V'kivat she'ein hu chiyuv begufo la'asos kein, de'efshar litra ma'ide shliach, lo nechalik ha-mitzvah v'abracha zemizeh, ela ha-toreim yivarech. But by hafrasha shumas and ma'isras, we would try not to split up the bracha from the oseh ha-mitzvah, u'mishem hachi nicha. That's why the first mission in Truma says, Elaim lo yitrom. The less leib emes takanta levarech. By shchita. Let somebody else make the bracha. It's okay because it's shevach vodah anyway. Contrast this to hafrasha's truma, where it is not a shevach vodah. It's specifically a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to do the hafrasha even if I'm not interested. Rabbi Akiva Eger jumps all over the Taz. He says, lo matzas yizeh. What are you talking about? If I have no kava, if I have no plans to eat from the field, I have to do the hafrasha. It's a matir, what we would call it. It's not a total mitzvah. Quotes the Magen Avraham in Reish Simen Ches. Quotes the Magen Avraham by the Magen Avraham discusses the mitzvah of challah in the context of Hilchos Tzitzis. V'chanami b'truma. So that is an important discussion about the mitzvah of hafrasha. How much is it a mitzvah or a matir? So why am I bringing that in here? Maybe that would connect to the sugya of shiareha nikarin. How important is shiareha nikarin that you have to have the point of hafrashas truma in our sugya? Right, we said the third answer shiareha nikarin has to be nikar. So one might say the more it's just a mitzvah min hamitzvos, and you know even if I have no plans to eat it, so then maybe it's not so important to have shiareha nikarin. Because the point is, you don't have to say this, but this is just a suggestion. Because the point isn't about the goal. But if the ikar is the matir element, like Rabbi Akiva Eger says over there, so then one might say that if you don't see what's mutter, so then you didn't fulfill the tachlis of what the idea, the maisa, what you're doing is all about. Okay, one might be, you don't have to say that it's not mukhrach, but one might connect this issue of shir and ikarin to that machlokas taz and the Rabbi Akiva Eger. Okay, we continue. Says the Mishnah now, top of Lamed Ches, Amud Aleph. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yontif HaSamech L'Shabbos. You have Yontif on Friday, Bein Milafaneh Bein Milachareha, or on Sunday. Either way, Ma'ayv Adam Shnei Eruvin. Rabbi Eliezer says, a person can make two Eruvs. When you have two, you make Kodesh next to each other. Two, you make Kodesh. V'amar, Eruvi Barishon L'Shrizrach, Bashen L'Mayrev, Barishon L'Mayrev, Bashen L'Mizrach. I want to go east on Friday and west on Shabbos. I want to go west on Friday and east on Shabbos. No matter what, you can make a double. We have 2 days of Kodesh, one right after the other, back to back. You can make two separate Eruvs to go in different directions. Or you could say, Eruvi Barishon L'Mashen K'bnei Iri. I only want to move and not be like my city, one of the people in my city on the first day. The second day, I want to be like my city. That is the Shita of Rebbe Eliezer. What is the underlying Yesod of Rebbe Eliezer? Shita, big sugya here, and the Maseches Beitza. Those are the two places where this comes up. Two other places, Kedusha Achas or Shtei Kedushos. That's what we're getting into now. When we have two Yemei Kodesh back to back, how do we look at those 48 hours? Is it one big 48-hour, what we would call a Yoma Arichta? Or is it no? It's two separate Kedushos. And you could ask the question in three places. Right? The Gemara in Beitza asked at three places. What would you say about Shabbos and Yontif together? What would you say about 2 days of Yontif Sheni, right, in Chutz Laaretz? And what would you say about Rosh Hashanah? Three separate questions, and the answer could be different. You don't have to say the same answer to each of those, because the kedushos of each of those days blend differently, and they segue differently. You might say, you know, 2 days of Yontif Sheni, for sure those blend in into one Yom Arichta. It's the same thing. Shabbos and Yontif are different. Or you might say just the opposite. Shabbos and Yontif are both Daraisa, so those could blend in, right? 2 days of Yontif, one's Daraisa, one's the Rabbanon. And then Rosh Hashanah Bechlal might be different. So it's a fascinating discussion. The Gemara there in Beitza, Davdal Dachei, asks all three questions. So here we're talking about Shabbos and Yontif.
Is there a difference if Shabbos
is
before Yontif or
after? So Lechora, no. It doesn't matter, at least for purposes of Lumdis, whether Shabbos is before or after. So it's a question of how do you look at these conceptually look at these days of Kedusha? So Rabbi Eliezer holds here, by Shabbos Yontif, it's two Kedushos. And therefore, what I do, let's say Yontif's on Friday, what I do on Thursday night to set my Eira for Friday does not determine what I can do for Shabbos. And on Friday afternoon, I could go and set up my Eira for Shabbos to a different direction. Two Kedushos. V'chachamim omrim, no. O ma'ariv l'ruach achas, do it to the same direction for both days. O l'einam ariv kolikar, or don't do it at all. O ma'ariv l'shnei yamim, do it for 2 days the same direction. O einam ariv kolikar, or don't do it. Sounds like he said the same thing twice. The Gemara will talk about what he means. So what does he have to do? So kesed yaseh, according to Rebbe Eliezer, molicho barishon, oh, I'm sorry, we'll get back, take that back. We'll see who this is according to. Kesed yaseh, who, what does he do? Molicho barishon umach shechalav, what do he does? He takes it on the first day, he takes the bread on the first day, and goes to the area of the tchum, the makom shvisa, umach shechalav, and after he's there, when Bein HaSmasha starts, vinoslo, he can take it back with him, he doesn't want to leave it there, because it might get lost, ubalo, and he goes home. Besheni, mach shechalav, ochlo, ubalo. The second thing, he goes to the place where he wants to be kone hishvisa. He stays there for Bein HaShvashas, and after that, he can eat it, because he doesn't eat it anymore. Va'ochla ubalo, and then he goes home. V'nimsa, and it comes out, mistacher b'halicha so, u'mistacher b'eiruvo. He gets something from his halicha, because he set his eruv in the spot, and now he can carry 2,000, he can walk 2,000 amos wherever, and he's mistacher b'eiruvo, because he ate the eruv. Ne'echal barishon, eiruvo l'rishav, eiruvo l'sheni. If something happens to the eruv after day one, and he does not make it to Bein HaShvashas of day two, then it doesn't work for day two. Right? It's not an Eruv. Omar, that's agreed upon by everybody that has got to be there by the second day. Omar Lahem, Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer says, uses this, and we'll see what their answer is. Uses this to speak to the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon who say, you got to have the same Eruv in the same direction both days. Meaning, what's this yisod of their Shita? Kedusha Achas. Once I set aside the Erev, day one, then that determines for both days. So Rabbi Eliezer says back to them, so what do you need it there at Bein HaShvashas of day two? If it's all one big Kedusha, so you should only need it there at Bein HaShvashas of day one. And you admit to me that if it's gone before Bein HaShvashas of day two, it's not going to be good. So that's Rabbi Eliezer's argument back to the Rabbanan. We'll have to see what they answer. Good. So this is all talking about Erev Tchumin, setting it for Shabbos and for Yontif. One Ha'ara, and then we'll talk more about this with Hashem in a little bit. There is an interesting Mishnah Brura, quoting Rabbi Akiva Eiger. The Mishnah Brura says, in Shin Samach Vav, Sif Katan Ayin Tes, the Shulchan Aruch there says, Mivarech Al Mitzvahs Erev. When you said an Erev Tchum, you said, make a bracha. Asher Kedushana B'Bipsos HaVetzivanu Al HaErev. Right, that's the bracha. The Mishnah Brura adds, what if Yontif is on Friday? And on Thursday night, I'm setting my Erev Tchum. But I also need to set an Erev Tafshilin, which we're going to talk about soon, right? To allow me to cook from Yontif to Shabbos. What's the bracha on Erev Tafshilin? Al Mitzvahs Erev. Same bracha. Two different Dinan Drabanan. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you could do both of them with one bracha. That's the Mishnah Berurah. It may niach Erev Tafshilin, it's quoting from the Rabbi Vager. It may niach Erev Tafshilin, ve'eruv echatzeros. Bizman echad, he's talking about chatzeros. Mivarech bracha achas al shtehem. Dahainu al mitzvahs eruvin. You pluralize it. Wow. So I guess my trivia question that I sometimes ask, you know, goes out the window. I usually say, what's the only bracha that changes nusach based on amount? Right? Ner doesn't change. Not like ner shel Shabbos. Not like ner shel Kippur. The only one is tefilas kalim. Al tefilas kalim or al tefilas kalim. So I guess this is another one. Right? If you do two Eruvs at once, you say, Al Mitzvahs Eruvin. Nobody's ever corrected me. So, again, this is not such a famous Mishnah Berurah. Rabbi Kiva Eger. V'yomer ha-nusach. And then you say, Bahadein Eruva. There's a special nusach to say after the Eruv. Al kol echad ve'echad kefi nuscho. And he quotes the Chai Adam, that maybe you should be more specific. Al mitzvahs Eruve tavshilin ve'eruve chateros. So then it works for me. Because then you're being specific. You know, it's not, like you say, Halav Nershal Shabbos v'yomtif. Right, so then it's still okay. Okay, machlokas about that one. There'll be an asterisk. The Omer, b'dein yehe shereilon yalafuye, and then you can say the lashon with this. I'll be able to cook. Ula taltel mi bayis lechatzav echulu. You just add in the expanded nusach if you're doing two erevs at once. But Rabbi Kiva Eger says amitzvas erev, amitzvas erev, or amitzvas erevin. You could use one bracha for both. Interesting. Good. We continue. Says the Gemara now. L'ruach achas, my nihu. So now we're asking what the double lashon was of the chachamim. What does it mean when they said you only can do it l'ruach achas, my nihu, l'shtei yamim, for 2 days? L'shtei yamim, my nihu, l'ruach achas, anu kamaisa. So what's their double lashon? They say the same thing. They can only do it the same direction for both days. Hachi kamrile the rabbanon l'Rabbi Eliezer. This is what they said. Iyata mode, Rabbi Eliezer, don't you agree, shein ma'arvin liyom echad chesi l'tzafat v'chesi l'darom? That you can't split within one day. I want to go north in the morning and south at night. Don't you agree to that? So Amar lahen aval. He says, yes, I agree to that. So they say, okay, k'shem shar ma'arvin liyom echad, chetzi l'dor v'chetzi l'tzafon. Just like you can't split within a day, kachin ma'arvin l'shnei yamim, yom echad l'mizrav yom echad l'mayrav. We say the same thing about 2 days, because halachically, it's really one day. The kedushas blend into each other. Rebbe Lazar says back, no. Hasam gushachas, hachabes kedushos. Come on. Don't compare one day, 24 hours, and one halachically expanded day. No. That is do kedushos. So therefore, don't compare one to the other. Period. Amar lahen Rebbe Eliezer. So continuing other conversations that they had about this brisa, about this discussion, don't you agree? By the way, on the Mishnah, I forgot to mention, it's talking about somebody who's going to put their bread there. So obviously, Rashi just says in one word, shliach. Because remember, we mentioned if you make your own Erev Tchum, you can just go there yourself without any bread. You can just still stand there. That's good enough. If you're sending somebody else, you got to have bread. So that's what the Mishnah was talking about. So now we get to, what if you go yourself? Don't you admit, says Rebbe Eliezer, that if you're Ma'ari Baragla B'yom Rishon, Ma'ari Baragla B'yom Sheni, and you have to go back Yom Sheni, don't you agree that you can't rely on like the first day? Or Ne'achale Rubo B'yom Rishon, Ein Yosi Allah B'yom Sheni, if it got destroyed or eaten up, then you can't use the Yom Sheni? Amar lo Aval, so they say agree. So Rebbe Eliezer says, Hai La'ai, so look at that. Beis Kedusha Sein. So you're admitting to me, because if the Erev gets lost before Bein HaShmashos of day 2, you agree to me that it didn't work. So I, according to you, should be 2-1 Kedusha. V'Rabbanan Sifuki Misafki Luhu. Really, the Rabbanan are not sure. It's not that they vade hold 1 Kedusha, they're not sure. V'Hacha L'Chumra, V'Hacha L'Chumra. And we're machmir in both directions. We'll say that you have to go back there, but we will also say that you're not allowed to have different Erevs on the different days. So they are machmir, sufuki masafkalahu. The third Rabbi Kiva Eger of the day. Big day for Rabbi Kiva Eger. This one is in the Chidushim, though, in our Gemara. He says, they're mesufik, so they go lachumra? Aren't we talking about a Durabanan here? Right? Erev Tchumen is Durabanan, according to Rov Tanoim. So that's Rabbi Kiva Eger. Why don't we say something about Lakula? What do you mean, Sifugi Misafki Lakula? Therefore, we have to be Machmer across the board. Why don't you say, Kiva Tekaimelam Suffik Erev Kasher Avalei Lameza Lakula? So he quotes three answers. So his answer number one is, quote some Achronim, there's a Cheskas Habayis that's going against him. You should be Suffik Rabbanan, but there's a Chazaka that you're part of the city. There's a Cheskas Beso that your Tchum is like everybody else. So you don't say Suffik Rabbanan Lakula when you have a Chazaka. L'chumra. That's answer number one. He does not fully like that answer. He gives another answer. The second answer is, when do you say something about l'kula? When you're not sure what happened, when you're not sure, if something is kosher or not in a certain case, you don't say something about l'kula if the shitos themselves were mesupik about something. Here, what does it say? The Rabbanan weren't sure what the halacha is. So you don't say somebody derabanan lakula in that case. That's his suggestion. The hecha destafka latana atzmo hadin machmarin and besveko af bidrabanan davi kamo safik chisaron yediyah v'imkain hachal rabanan atzma masafkalu adinim yantav shabbos chatzi chad kedushin inu opes kedushos, and that's what we're machbir. Number two. Number three, that he turns over to the next page, he says, here, you can't just say lakula, because there's a kula and a chumra on both sides. If you say the Erev is a good Erev, then you lost out on the other side, as we mentioned. If you take 2,000 amos on one side, you lost out on the other side. So saying that the Erev works or not, it's not fully smooth. Oh, this is Mako, this is Machmir. There's a kula and a chumra on each decision. So that's why they're machmer across the board, because each side would be a kula and a chumra. You can't just say smoothly safik drabana lakula. That's Rabbi Akiva Eiger right here, 3 days in to answer his question. Period. Also, just a discussion. It's more Maseches Beitza than here, but we're talking about one kedusha, two kedushas. If there are two kedushos, the Gemara there discusses this. The Rishonim discuss this in the context of Yontif Sheni. You have 2 days of Yontif, right, in Chutz La'aretz. So the Gemara there on Dav Dalet Amid Beis, the Gemara Dalet Amid Beis has the following discussion. Shnei Yom Tovim Shagolius. What do you do about Avdala? What do you do about Avdala? What's the issue about Avdala? The issue is, says the Gemara, asking, he quotes Rav Asi. The Gemara says, does Rav Asi hold this one Kedusha? But Rav Asi made Havdala after the first day Yontif. And then he made Havdalah again after the second day Yontif. So that clearly holds Rav Asi holds this two Kedushos. So the Gemara answers, Rav Asi, same line, Sifuke Misafkile. V'avid hachalachum Rav hachalachum Rav. See, it was Machmer, just like our Gemara says. The same line, again, our Gemara is about Shabbos Yontif. Wow. The Gemara there, on the Adam Abayis in Beitza, says it by the two Yontif Shenis. He had a cover, so he was Machmer in both directions. Yeah?
Why did he make this?
He made two Avdalas, because if the real Yantif, if it's Shtei Kedushos, so then the first Yantif is finished, and you got to have a Chiv to make Avdalah after the first Yantif. So he was Machmer, and then he made Avdalah again, but he didn't do Malacha afterwards. You're allowed to light a fire, right? You can't say this for Shabbos Yantif, because you can't light the fire on Shabbos. So, but for 2 days of Yantif, you can do this. So that's what the Gemara says. Ask the Rishonim. See, he was Machmer, he covered himself. What about Bracha Levatalah? What about Bracha Shein Tzricha? You make Havdalah twice? Right? So you bring Machmir, so this is similar, I thought, to the Rebbe Kivager's last answer. Each side is a Kula and a Chumra. So here, you can ask the same, the Rishonim ask the same question. How do you make Havdalah? So some Rishonim say, he only said Bracha Mavdal Mekodesh Lachol. That's all it means. Doesn't really mean he made Havdalah. It just means Bracha Mavdal. The Ritva here discusses that. The Ritva and the Shizu Kubetz is there in Maseches Beitza on Havdalah. Maybe he didn't really make Havdalah. Right? He said Atochan Antonim. Oh, I'm sorry, he said Vatodienu, whatever it was. He said in the tefillah. Or maybe, and there's a huge sugya, great sugya, Bracha Shein Tzricha might only be in a Sidur Rabbanan. That's a major machlokas also. If I say the words, we've discussed this in the past, Baruch, the Gemara says in Brachas, if I say a Bracha Shein Tzricha, I violate Lusisa. Tosfos says, doesn't mean that. Doesn't mean Daraisa. It's an Asmachta. Darabanan. To make a Bracha Shein Tzricha. To say Shem Hashem in vain for no reason, that's an Issa Daraisa. To swear in the name of God for no reason, that's an Issa Daraisa. But to say a Bracha, let's say out of the blue I say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. Borei, my name is Onos. What a beautiful statement. What a beautiful sentence. Says Tosas, that's not an Issa Daraisa. It's an Issa Darabanan. The Rabbanan didn't allow you to, they set up, rules and regulations. What did they say, brachas? But that's not an Issa Daraisa. That's a beautiful sentence you just said. Says the Rambam, it's an Issa Daraisa. That's the Rambam. He takes Losisa. He takes that Gemara literally. Omer Brachas Shein Tzricha over below Sisa. That's what it sounds like from the Gemara. That's the Rambam. So say, some Rishonim, say the Ritva right there in Beitza. If you hold like Balei Tosfos, like Rov Rishonim, by the way. Rov Rishonim say it's a Darabanan. So then we would say, that maybe there it is, a Savik Lakula. So this is Darabanan to say it, and it's maybe you're Chayiv and Avdalah Darabanan here. So anyway, that is a big discussion. Same kind of line in terms of Sifuke Mesafke Luhu. By the way, that Machlokas about Daraisa Darabanan comes up also in the fascinating case where we don't think about it once you think about it deeply. What happens if I am Fleishik? And 2 hours after I ate fleishigs, I have ice cream on a spoon. And I say, Baruch Adah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Shekol Ne'eim V'Varo, and I'm about to put it into my mouth, and I remember that I'm fleishig. What do I do at that moment? Can't call a rabbi. Can't even look in Shulchan Aruch. Right? So two will be, make, so what do you do? So many times, what would we say? We would say, oh, say Baruch Shem. Say Baruch Shem for Machzor Oled. Wonderful. Most poskim say, as long as it's an hour or two later, take a taste. Take a taste. Why take a taste? Why take a taste? Why? Because not eating milchitz right now is an issa d'rabbanan at most. Right? And it might even be the level of minhag of waiting, right? More than, right? The Ramah quotes the sheet of an hour. But let's say not. Let's say it's a d'rabbanan. Making a bracha shein estricha might be an issa d'araisa, according to the Rambam. Right? So I say the Baruch Shem. It doesn't really help. I did my best. But it doesn't really help. So that's why it doesn't make me milchik. That's also something. I broke my fleishiks. So now I'm milchik. No, that doesn't work. That's wrong. Right? It only works on an Erev Pesach for the Tainus Becharis. It's the only one. But otherwise, it doesn't work. So I'm still fleishik. But the poskim say in that certain exact case, it's probably better to take a little taste. Okay? Obviously, chas v'shalom cannot be done on purpose. You know, I want some ice cream, so I'll make the bracha, and then I'll have to take a little taste. Chas v'shalom. That's, ein mevatlanus l'chanchila, as the saying goes. Okay. So, weiter. Amru lo l'Rabbi Eliezer. Another quote. Iyata modeshim arvin betchila miyatav l'shabbis. Don't you agree that you can make an Erev from Yontif to Shabbos? Don't you agree? What if Yontif's on Friday? So, don't you agree that you could set an Erev on Yontif late afternoon for the next day? So Amar Lahen Aval, yes. So Halai, what do you see from there? Kedusha Achas, he. Right? Don't you see from there? I'm sorry. This is the Rabbanan talking. The Rabbanan say to Rabbi Lezer, don't you agree that you're not allowed to be Ma'ariv Bitchila from Yontif to Shabbos? That you're not allowed to prepare on Yontif for Shabbos. You're not allowed to make the Erev from Yontif to Shabbos. If you didn't make an Erev at Bein Hashmashos on Erev Yontif, and you have to go out on Shabbos, don't you agree that you cannot, again, Yontif is on Friday, you cannot, if you didn't make an Erev for Yontif, you can't make an Erev for Shabbos. Rashi explains, so don't you see that's Kedusha Achas? Because if you didn't do it for day one, you can't do it for day two. So Amar Len Aval, I agree to that. So Halai, Kedusha Achas, doesn't that mean Kedusha Achas? Rabbi Eliezer says, no. Hasa Mishum Hachana. There the issue is, you can't prepare. Hachana, the Isra of Hachana from Yontif to Shabbos. That's why you're not allowed to do it. If you made an Erev for Yontif, so then you can extend that Erev for Shabbos, kind of like the Erev Tavshilin idea, as we're going to talk about in a minute. But if you didn't, that's a separate issue, not because of Kedusha Achas or Shnei Kedushos, but because you're not allowed to start preparing on Shabbos, on Yontif for Shabbos, and therefore that is a problem. Tosfos here asks what he asks in Psachim and elsewhere, the big sugya of, is the Isser of preparing from Yontif to Shabbos an Isser d'Oraisa or an Isser d'Rabbanan? Assuming it's a d'Oraisa, you got a problem. How could the Rabbanan create an Erev Tavshilin, which allows me to start cooking before Yontif and then continue cooking on Yontif to Shabbos, but it's an Isser d'Oraisa? So how are they misaki something to solve it? Is it daraisa? So is it a daraisa or not? So it's a machlokas amoraim. Rav Chisda and Rabba, I'm not sure, and Psachim and Vav, they talk about it. Do you get malchus? If you cook from Yontif to Chol, right? It's the same idea from Yontif to Shabbos. So Tosfos here discusses, how do I get it, an Erev Tavshilin could work if it's only an Issa Durabanan. How do I get it down from a daraisa to a Durabanan? Says Tosfos, that's the principle of Ho'il. Ho'il, since guests might come at any minute, so really, I'm cooking on Friday afternoon. It's Yontif. I'm cooking for Shabbos. Am I allowed to do that? Well, guests might walk in right now, and I might have to serve them some food. So therefore, since theoretically, I might need this today, so that is why it's not in the Siddaraisa, what I'm doing, even if my kavana is to prepare for Shabbos. Once it's in the world of the Rabbanan, Rabbanan can be misakin in the Erev Tavshilin. So we say it's based on the principle of Ho'el. That's why the Magen Avraham and other Achronim say, if you really want to use this, you shouldn't prepare food Friday afternoon very, very late. Because then, what, guests are coming? You should prepare it earlier, so that at least it won't be a total Ha'arama. It'll be really, theoretically, guests might come. Just Derech Agav, the beautiful Ha'ara that I once heard, that I think it was from Rabbi Sabalovsky, I heard it, I think he might have been quoting somebody, that the Gemara says in Yuma that Avraham Avinu kept Kol Torah Kula before it was given, even Erev Tavshilin. Erev Tavshilin, even the Mitzvah Rabbanim, why Dafka is that one mentioned? Because Erev Tavshilin is based on Ho'el, guests might come. Avraham Avinu was all about Achnas Azorchim. Right, so that's why Dafka, it says, even Erev Tavshilin, because that typified who he was. Okay, there's more, but we'll continue. Says the Gemara now, Tanur Rabbanon, third to last line, Ir Baragla B'yom Rishon, Mai Baragla B'yom Sheni. So continues the Tosefta, if you made an Erev on day one, you gotta go back on day two. Nechal Eruv B'yom Rishon, and Yotzei Ala B'yom Sheni, Divrei Rebbe. If the Erev disappears on day one, you cannot You don't have an error for day two, right? Says Rebbe. Meaning pashtus is, well, we said this according to everybody, but for sure, pashtus is shtei kedushos. Rebbe Yehuda Omer, hari zechamar gamal. No, Rebbe Yehuda is like the Rabbanim before. I'm not sure. It's a suffix. Like the camel donkey, right? You're leading the donkey and the camel. You're being pulled in both directions. I'm not sure if it's Kedusha Achaz or Shtei Kedushos. So you just got to be Machmir. Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel, Rebbe Yisrael, Benosha, Rebbe Yochanan, Baruch Omrim, Ireit Baragla Barishon, Ein Ma'ari Baragla Bashani. If you're Ma'ari Baragla Barishon, you don't have to go back on day two. Meaning these opinions hold Kedusha Achaz. Nechale Ruva Biyam Rishon, Yotzi Ola Bashani. Amazing. The first time we have that sheet in the Tanaim, it's really one Kedusha. So if I do something Friday afternoon, I'm sorry, Thursday afternoon for Friday, that works for Shabbos as well. Period. Amar Rav, halacha kedal zakenim halalu, v'yavuliba de Rabbi Eliezer. The halacha is like the following four rabbis who follow Rabbi Eliezer. De Amar beis Kedusha saying. Two Kedushas, that's what we hold. Ve'elu hein, dalet zakenim, v'rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, v'rabbi Yisrael, v'rabbi Yochanan Broka, v'rabbi Elazar, v'rabbi Shimon, v'rabbi Yosef, v'rabbi Yehuda, stim ta'a. These rabbis all follow Rabbi Eliezer, shtei Kedushas when it comes to Shabbos and Yontif. V'yiga da'amri, and others say, chad minaya, v'rabbi Eliezer, v'rabbi Elazar. U'mafer, v'rabbi Yosef, v'rabbi Yehuda, stim ta'a. Okay, some substitute Rabbi Elazar for Rabbi Yosef, v'rabbi Yehuda. Aye, v'rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, v'rabbi Yishmael, Bar Rebbe Benosha Rebbe Yochanan Broka if Chashamina Lahu. Didn't we have a version of them that they held right on top, the top line? They held otherwise. They held Kedusha Achas. Efach switch it. No, really, they hold Shei Kedushos. Ihachi Haina Rebbe. It's the same thing as the first opinion. Then Ema V'chein Amar Shugam Liyavachulu. You're right. Right. Also, Shugam Liyav also holds of this period. Falechav Nami Rebbe. So in these rabbis, why don't you put Rebbe too? If it's all about two Kedushos, so Rebbe also holds two Kedushos. Rebbe Tana Lavalo Savarla. Rebbe taught it, but we weren't sure if he holds that way. Rabbanan Nami Tana Lavalo Savarla. So maybe the Rabbanan also are just quoting it and not holding like it. Rav Gemara Gamerla. No, Rav had a Misora that they held of it. So that's why, okay, that's what he mentions. Period. Stop there for a minute. So we hold two Kedushos when it comes to Shabbos and Yontif. And what about Rosh Hashanah? This is the sugi in Mesechas Rosh Hashanah, in the Mesechas Beitzah. So Rosh Hashanah may Ikara, then we also paskin two Kedushos. But we're machmir for the Shita that maybe Rosh Hashanah is different. Yom Arichta. That is why we have a new fruit on the second night of Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because we're machmir that maybe we shouldn't be saying Shechianu tonight. Because it's one long day, and we said Rosh Hashanah the night before, so therefore we have a new fruit. If somebody has a new suit, they wear it the second night of Rosh Hashanah, we have that in mind. Me ikar adin, we paskin shtei kedushas. So even if somebody doesn't have a new suit, or a new fruit, or anything, they still say Shechianu. But we're more machmir, choshesh, for that other opinion by Rosh Hashanah, because out of all three of them, that's the one that's closest, that we might say, Yoma Arichta. Period. Okay, we continue. Kinoach nafshei de Rav Huna. When Rav Huna died, ayil Rav Chizda. Then Rav Chizda came into the Beis Medrash and made the following statement. The Maariv Chayes here discusses why did he wait. There are other Gemaras that talk about that he dafka waited. Nira be'inai mishum da'amrinan da'ar arba'im shana ikpidu v'lo ayla la'hadadi. The Maariv Chayes quotes the Gemara in Bamatziah Daf Lamed Gimel that they were makban on each other. They weren't the same Rashiva and the same Yeshiva. That's why it says that he waited. So after Rav Huna died, Rav Chizda went into the Beis Medrash. L'mirma d'Rav ad'Rav to ask a stira on Rav. Miyama Rav halacha k'dal zakenim al-libe d'Rav Allah z'damar shtei kedushos. Does Rav really say it's two kedushos? And that's the halacha via itmar. But we learned Shabbos v'yantif. Rav Amar Nolda Bazeh Asura Bazeh. Rav holds if you have an egg that's laid on the first day of a Shabbos Yantif, that it's Asura on the second day. Why? Why is it Asura on the second day? It must be Kedusha Achas. Right? It's Nolad, or whatever reason. The Gemara gives a few reasons at the beginning of Sekhas Beitza. So it's Asura. So doesn't that say that he holds of one Kedusha? Amar Rabba, no. Hasa Mishum Achana. There the issue is one of Hachana, as we said before. Titania, Vahibia Mashishid, Vahivechinu, Chol Mechin L'Shabbos, Vachol Mechin L'Yantif, weekdays prepare for holy days, Vein Yantif, Mechin L'Shabbos, Vein Yashabbos, Vechin L'Yantif, but holy days don't prepare for other holy days. That's why Rab says, even if you hold two Kedushos, it's Asur because one holy day cannot prepare for another holy day. Period. Tosfos here discusses what happens with the mon on Yontif. Tosfos quotes as a machlokas in the Midrashim. Right, two holy days. Did the mon fall on Yontif on Friday? So Tosfos has two days. Two days, but it fell. Nafkamina, right? Lechem Mishnah on Yontif. So we assume that no matter what we assume we have lechem mishnah on Yantif. Even if the man fell on Yantif, still we say everything on Yantif is patterned after Shabbos. Therefore, we have lechem mishnah and we cover we make kiddush and the Rambam says we have shalosh shudis, even though we don't pass one like that one. But oneg, that's all parallels. But this Tosfos here quotes also the beginning of Sechas Beitza whether the man fell on Yantif, nafkirina could be lechem mishnah. Amalei abaya vaiter ela haditznan ketsadu ose. So 1 second. You have the issue of Hachana, but what did it say in our Mishnah? Elahad, it's our case to do Oseh. Molicha Barishon Machshech Alav. You go by the first Banish Rashas. Vinovo, then you can take it. Ubalo, Besheni Machshech Alav, Ochlav Ubalo. Hakamechin, mi Yantif Lashabis. Asks Abaya, when Yantif is on Friday, then how are you able to set an Erev that Friday afternoon? Because you're setting it, you're going there, you're setting it on Yantif. And you're preparing for Shabbos. So Amalei, and if it's an Issa Darabana, maybe you're using your Erev Tavshilin to do this. But if it's an Issa Daraisa, the Issa Achan is Daraisa, so, and that's what Rabbah holds, that it's Daraisa, then how are you able to do it? So Amalei Abai, Amalei Rabbah, Misavris, Sof Hayom Kona Erev? Do you say it's that the end of the day, meaning the first parts of Bein Hashmashos, that are Kona the Erev, which would be Yantif? Tchilas Hayom Kona Erev. Really, it's late enough to be considered Shabbos when it starts being halachically effective. The Shabbos mechina la'atzma, and therefore it kicks in on Shabbos itself, and that's fine. Period. Ela me'ata, 1 second. You're telling me that it really kicks in on Shabbos? So ye'arvu b'login. We had earlier, so why aren't you allowed to use for an Erev, login are barrels which are filled with wine, which are tamei tvul yom. So the Gemara said earlier, you can't use them because they're still tummy. You can't be, they're supposed to be, you want to be mafrish, but you don't want to be mafrish yet. We discussed earlier. But what's the problem? It's only going to kick in when Shabbos starts. And that's, there's not going to be a tful yom anymore at that time. So be'inon suda ruyim ibod yobalaka. You're right, it kicks in later, but it's got to be rotly earlier. It's got to be right to eat even before the whole thing starts. Period. One more section. Elohad etzan reblazer omer yadav zamak l'shabbos. Bein milfana bein lacharea ma'ari vadam shnei rufin. But 1 second. Didn't we say in the Mishnah, reblazer says when you have the 2 days next to each other, a person can make 2 a rufin in 2 different directions. Ha be'inan suda ruyim ibod yom aleka. You don't have suda ruyim ibod yom. What do you mean? I'm going to put on the first day I want to go to the east, the second day I want to go to the west. So at the moment that I put the Erev all the way on the east side, I'm going to go and take that and put it on the west side, and going, it's out of the Rishus at the moment. If I go too far, then when Shabbos kicks in, it's not in a place that I'm able to eat it. So the Gemara says, Misavris, demonach leilu v'sof alpayim amalakan, v'sof alpayim amalakan. Who says the Mishnah is where you put it on the edge, separated by 4,000 amos? No, low. Demonach leilu v'sof elef amalakan, v'sof elef amalakan. You put it 1,000 amos away out each side, so it's fine. It's within each other's gvul. One more line. Ela hada amar of Yehuda, ire baraglav yom rishon, ma'ari baraglav yom sheni, ire bavaz yom rishon, ma'ari bavaz yom sheni, haka mechin miyantav l'shabbos. How could Rav Yehuda say that you're allowed to set it on the previous day? Aren't you mechin? So amar le, right, you're going there. So amar le, misavris, da azil v'amar midi, da azil v'shasik v'yasiv. You sit there and say nothing. So it's not nikar that you're doing anything mishum hachana, even though you are. Aren't you doing hachana? If you don't say anything, it's okay. So, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll have to start with issues of hachana. Are there issues of hachana when you're not really doing anything? You're just carrying your talus home from shul because you don't want to leave it there. So we'll talk about Rav Shlomo Zalman's heter, that he talks about where there's no tircha at all. There's no issues of hachana and related to this gemara. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ez Hashem, we'll continue. The gemara tomorrow gets into the Rosh Hashanah sugyas that we mentioned. And again, it's important discussions, lamaisa, even outside the issues of Erev. Okay, we'll stop here.